Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. I am glad to be with you again as we meet in the middle of the month of January. Can you believe it? Half of the first month of the year is almost in the books, as we say. And for the last couple of weeks, we have gone into the God Is archives and listened to only part of a series on the providence of God. I hope that this has been a blessing to you. When this originally aired, much more was said. So if you have been tuning in and benefiting from the teaching, you can always go to the God Is website and get the rest of the series as a free downloadable podcast. The web address is www.godisministry.org. That's godisministry.org. On the homepage, you will see the podcast. If you scroll down to page number 23, you will find the Start of the Providence of God series. Just scroll up or down to find the podcast you want. The whole series with the title God and Satan and Man and Woman, Genesis 3, is there for you. And again, you will find it on page 23 of the podcast. Page 23. There are 1,100 podcasts on the website, so that's why there are so many pages in the God Is archives. Now, these are all there for you and someone you want to recommend them to, so please visit godisministry.org today and listen again or for the very first time. Recently, I heard from a new listener who is going through all of the old podcasts, and here is what he said, quote, "Thank you for your hard work for furthering the kingdom of God. I have learned a lot." Yes, we all have a lot to learn in the Word of God, and my prayer is that you and others will make good use of the teaching available on the God Is website. Well, someone says, getting these sounds a bit complicated. Actually, it is not complicated. That being said, if you try it and can't quite get to where you want to go, email me or drop me a note in the mail and I will be happy to walk you through it. The email address is mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. And the mailing address, as always, God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. I am not too busy to help. Do not delay. Write to me today. As we continue now, here's what I would like to do. I invite you to turn in your Bible with me to Psalm chapter 28. Psalm 28. I will soon read from this psalm, and we will talk about it today and tomorrow. But just before we get to the text, let me say that I am sure that, like me, many of you enter this new year sometimes, or maybe most of the time, feeling a bit fed up. Maybe you are disheartened, discouraged, even depressed, or perhaps even angry, or very frustrated with the state of the world. In particular, you have had enough of this pandemic called COVID and all its variants. It is not so much the virus itself, but rather all of the commentary and decisions or indecisions around it. Concerning what to actually do about it, that's wearing down our nerves. It just seems to me that nobody knows what to do. Now, the incompetency of political rulers the world over has certainly been exposed. They definitely do not know what to do about this. And we are left wondering how life might return to normal. There does not seem to be a clear path forward, a way to get through this, or even around this. And then sometimes, related to how COVID has changed our lives, and sometimes unrelated to the pandemic, there is a heaviness to life. Many of us who are older, that is, no longer in our teens and young adulthood, wow, we remember a very different world, don't we? Remember, for example, civility? There was a time not that long ago when we were polite and courteous with one another. We did have disagreements and varying perspectives. We truly did. But we were somehow able to navigate those differences of opinion in face-to-face, honest conversations in which one spoke while the other sincerely listened, and vice versa. At the end of our talk, we could agree to disagree, and even then continue to sip coffee or dine together and talk about something neutral like sports or the weather, without wanting to rise up and kill the other person. Now, even sports and certainly the weather are no longer neutral. And do you remember those days when each and every person was treated with dignity that their humanity demanded from all of us? That is, just because we disagree, that does not mean that I treat you as being any less the person that you are. Made, created in the image of God, and deeply loved by Him. And friends, I am not that old, so this is definitely not Grandfather Swallow here lamenting the way things were in the 1930s. I was born in the 1970s. Now, the times I speak of were a short time ago, but now seem almost like antiquity. Evil is also on the rise. I think this has surprised many of us. Christians certainly have been caught somewhat off guard by just how fast sin has eaten away, devoured the foundation of our society. Even people who are not Christ followers but have commitments to a certain ethic and moral lifestyle are taken aback by such abrupt changes to how people function in 2022. It is easy and merited to again look at the politicians and others who make decisions that are just plain wicked, not to mention stupid. But the truth is, those politicians represent the very people who put them there. Individuals, I am afraid to say, who reflect a pervasive ungodliness we have now, not just in America, but all the way around the world. Someone may think, look, I came here for positive thoughts, and this is a real downer. Well, I am just reflecting what many of us are feeling, and I believe this is important to acknowledge and to take seriously. Personally, I have been struggling, especially through the end of what is now last year, and the beginning of this year, with feeling that there's a dark cloud hovering over us. It is hard to see the sun and the bright blue sky, and we do not know when or if the cloud cover is ever going to lift. For those of you who were passionate about traveling and can no longer do it, like me, you will appreciate this analogy. The airplane of our lives is fully fueled and ready to go, but we are not permitted to leave the gate until the weather clears up and we fear that it's never going to clear up. We are grounded. Permanently? Are we ever going to visit in person with loved ones who live overseas again? Will we be able to do business? Or continue our international ministries or do charitable work this year? These are real problems and concerns facing real people like us. And I can relate to all of this. That is why it was important for me to listen again about the providence of God, especially in the life of Joseph. And that is why it is crucial for me to read and meditate, to think deeply about the Psalms, such as Psalm 28, because, like you, I need to express my discouragement, questions, fear, and doubt to the one who can take all of that away from me by putting it on himself and will be my strength, my shield, my rock and my help, and He is God. So let us end the week together looking at just a few verses of this psalm, which is all that we will have time for. As we do, I sincerely pray God will use this to encourage you and to encourage someone you might share this with. So I am reading Psalm chapter 28, a psalm of David. To you, O Lord, I call, my rock. Do not be deaf to me. For if you are silent to me, I will become like those who go down to the pit. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry to you for help, when I lift up my hands toward your holy sanctuary. Do not drag me away with the wicked and those who work iniquity, who speak peace with their neighbors while evil is in their hearts. Requite them according to their work and according to the evil of their practices. Requite them according to the deeds of their hands. Repay them their recompense. Because they do not regard the works of the Lord nor the deeds of his hands, he will tear them down and not build them up. Blessed be the Lord, because he has heard the voice of my supplication. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him. And I am helped. Therefore, my heart exults. With my song, I shall thank him. The Lord is their strength, and he is a saving defense to his anointed. Save your people and bless your inheritance. Be their shepherd also and carry them forever. Well, that is Psalm chapter 28, a psalm of David, and we will reflect on this next time. But let me encourage you to begin to reflect on this privately and quietly right now and all through what remains of this day and of this night. As the Hebrew people have done, memorize these words of David as he looked to God, his strength in the midst of a great crisis. Let us pray this psalm as we face our own crises and as we prepare to meet together again tomorrow and all this year, for God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.